Winnebago County and Champaign County both have a mix of urban and rural populations. Winnebago County has nearly a third more COVID-19 cases than Champaign County and 6 times the number of deaths. Now, Winnebago County has more people than Champaign County, but the difference is not nearly enough to explain the disparity. Julie Pry is the public health administrator for the Champaign-Urbana Public Health District. She says key factors in prevention include wearing masks and constant communication with residents and business owners. Pry says residents must also trust what government officials tell them for prevention efforts to be successful. Otherwise, misinformation spreads like, well, the virus itself.
We just need to work around it and keep pushing out the correct information, keep telling the truth. And our agency has been around since 1937, so we have a history of telling the truth to our community, so we've got that going for us.
Pry says her department's access to scientists at the University of Illinois helps enforcement. Scientists there created ventilator technology, hand sanitizers, and a new rapid coronavirus test. The university won't even let students into campus buildings without a mask and a recent negative test. Those help create a common community approach. Meanwhile, there's a growing divide in Winnebago County about the best way to approach mitigation efforts. Dr. Sandra Martell is Winnebago County's public health administrator. She said in a September press conference that her office received over 500 complaints about people not wearing masks since the start of Restore Illinois Phase 4.
It is our commitment to the public who has made the complaint to see that we are following through on enforcement.
There is also a difference between Winnebago County and Champaign County in which leaders people trust. In 2016, Hillary Clinton won Champaign County big over Donald Trump. In Winnebago, there was almost no difference in votes between the two. The nonpartisan Pew Center says its research shows Democrats and Democratic-leaning independents are about twice as likely as Republicans and Republican-leaners to say people should always wear masks. Pew also says Republicans are much more likely than Democrats to say that masks should rarely or never be worn.
I've got Republican friends that are concerned and wear the mask. I've got Republican friends that aren't concerned and don't do a good job wearing them. And I've got Democrats that are friends that wear them and Democrats that don't.
That's Loves Park Mayor Greg Drury. He says he's heard the notion that wearing a mask is driven by politics, but he says from what he's seen in his circle, this just isn't the case. Winnebago County's Republican Sheriff Gary Caruana doesn't dispute the effectiveness of masks, but does take issue with some of Governor J.B. Pritzker's mandates. Here he is dismissing the governor's stay-at-home order in the spring.
Sometimes people get mad and they get emotional and, you know, bam, right on social media, they're going, I don't support this or I don't support you and shame on you or whatever. It's like, well, hang on. Let me break this down and find out what really is your right and that you don't really want to give up.
Caruana hasn't changed since then. He recently told a packed crowd of business owners he won't enforce measures temporarily banning indoor dining. Michael Lifehite is the owner of the Irish Rose Saloon in Rockford. He was at the meeting and continued with indoor dining at the Pritzker's mandate. He says he doesn't understand why Region 1 restaurants shouldn't offer this, and he doesn't believe things are being done by the law.
And that's why I, like a lot of other people, chose to disregard it. We're not bad people. We're people who have our entire life savings and everything invested in our businesses. And what you will see if we are shut down is that all the local businesses will go broke.
Loves Park Mayor Greg Drury says he doesn't agree with the governor's decision.
And this is the frustrating thing for our restaurants and bar owners. They were open all of July and all of August, and the numbers were down. They were below that. They kept saying the numbers are probably going to spike when school goes. So the numbers spike and they close the restaurants and bars.
Drury says he doesn't have a lot of confidence that the indoor dining ban will lower the positivity rate. State Public Health Director Dr. Ngozi Ezike says those with different opinions about the mask and other prevention efforts should not look at each other as rivals.
There is a common enemy. That enemy is the virus, and we need to be united in our efforts to fight against this deadly virus.
Because the public is smart. I mean, the public can look around and see what's going on. And I think that a leader who is straightforward and upfront with the public is going to have a greater likelihood of being believed and having their recommendations followed.
That's Bragg Sacrin. He's a professor of social and evolutionary psychology at Northern Illinois University. His research includes social influence, resistance to persuasion, and deception. He says a leader's credibility is critical, but he says there's a very real layer of peer pressure over keeping a mask on.
One of the places that we as human beings look for information, especially in ambiguous situations, is we look to our peers. What are other people around us doing? If I walk into a store and everybody around me is wearing a mask and I'm not wearing a mask, I'm going to feel really uncomfortable.
That's where U of I has had to get tougher. The university advised undergraduate students to significantly decrease in-person activities after a spike in positive cases at the start of the school year. It seems to be working. Champaign County Public Health Administrator Julie Pride admits consistent prevention remains an uphill battle everywhere.
It's unfortunate that the same message isn't getting out, you know, everywhere, because it is killing people.
That includes nearly 9,000 dead in Illinois. I'm Yvonne Booth.